Now, Fiona Kelly joins us with what it says in Tuesday's papers.
A reversal on the decision to release the Martins from prison this week, the drive to build 6,000 homes in 3 years, and some bold fashion statements on the red carpet. Those are some of the stories and pictures carried on today's front pages. Although the early edition hard copy of the Irish Examiner is still leading with the prospect of Jason Corbett's killers being released this week, the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun both report on the statement issued by officials in North Carolina last night, admitting that they made a mistake in calculating Molly and Thomas Martin's prison sentences and that they are not in fact due to be released until next June. The Irish Times leads with the story about how the Land Development Agency looks set to get up to €3 billion to build 6,000 new homes over the next 3 years. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that 40,000 nurses are demanding an extra 2 days of holidays as compensation for delays in issuing wage increases. The Irish Daily Star leads with the line that Gardaí are set to quiz the chief suspect in the Parnell Square knife attack, who is awoken from a coma. On the day that she faces a motion of no confidence arising out of the events which unfolded in Dublin city centre on the day of that attack, the Irish Daily Mail reports that Justice Minister Helen McEntee will seek cabinet approval today to negotiate an extradition treaty with the United Arab Emirates. First step in bringing Kinahans to justice is the headline there. Transport workers in Northern Ireland are planning 3 days of strike action in the run-up to Christmas following last Friday's strike across the bus and rail networks. That's on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. As for this morning, there's a report in the Examiner about how 8 babies were born into homeless services run by DePaul in the past year. The Times gives coverage to a caller to the Niall Prenderville show on Cork's Red FM, who, despite working full-time for a multinational company, is living in a cowshed in Cork. The 56-year-old German woman, who came to live in Ireland in her teens, described how she had been living in a mobile home but was evicted after the owner of the land she was living on had his land repossessed. The radio station subsequently received a text from a listener offering the woman use of his land to put a mobile home on, which she accepted with gratitude. The Independent and Mail have front page pictures from last night's British Fashion Awards. Irish presenter Laura Whitmore is pictured in The Independent looking unfazed as someone holds an umbrella over her to shelter her from the rain as she arrived wearing a beautiful but bare-shouldered dress at the Royal Albert Hall. Singer Rita Ora is pictured in the front of the Mail, meanwhile, showing off what appears to have been the boldest fashion statement of the night, a backless dress with silver dinosaur-style spikes running down her spine. A number of today's papers give coverage to the word of the year, which has been selected by Oxford University Press. The word "riz," according to an editorial in The Examiner, is Gen Z slang for style, charm, or attractiveness. And finally, there's a story in today's Examiner about how Birdwatch Ireland is calling on members of the public to let them know if they catch sight of any starling murmurations over the coming weeks, since they're most likely to happen in December and January. A murmuration is when tens of thousands of starlings gather and dance across the skyline just before dusk. Stephen Maguire writes that the largest one recorded here was in Galway and is thought to have involved more than 100,000 starlings. But why do they do it? Maguire reports that there are three reasons given. One is that it's to confuse potential predators like falcons or sparrowhawks. Another is that the gathering is a chance for the birds to communicate about good feeding opportunities. And the third reason is that they may simply do it to stay warm during the coldest months of the winter.
There you go. That's Fiona Kelly showing off the riz there.